Good afternoon, Monica. I'm taking consultation with Ms. Natalie, N-A-T-A-L-I-E, Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L. I'm requesting position with Dr. Shonda, who is with aid in the management of proteinuria, which is lupus and diabetes. Ms. Natalie Randall is a pleasant 60-year-old African-American woman with a history of hypertension since 2002, type 2 diabetes in 2003, with glaucoma left eye, chronic back pain, hyperlipidemia. She comes to my office with respect to get my opinion with regards to her abnormal renal function failure, reviewing the laboratory data available to me. Her spot urine analysis showed 2 plus protein, which was further quantified thought to be 1.8 grams per gram of creatinine period. She says she was diagnosed with lupus. However, it was only limited to the skin by Dr. Richard Hinton. This was several years ago. However, she has never seen a rheumatologist, and has never placed on plaque enough period. She did have loss of weight at that time with the hair loss period along with skin discoloration period. She otherwise feels well. She denies urinary sinus symptoms and form of dysuria hematuria or foaminess succinic. She denies headache, blood vision, cough. She denies taking over-the-counter nonsteroidal and anti-inflammatory medication. Her diabetes is not currently well controlled with hemoglobin A1C of 7.2 period. There's no history of gastric myalgia, arthralgia, joint aches, muscle aches, inflammation of the joints. Her weight is stable and appetite is good, period. IBS system is otherwise negative, past medical history of vitamin D deficiency, history of lupus limited to skin, hypertension in 2002, type 2 diabetes in 2003, glaucoma, chronic back pain, hyperlipidemia, acid reflux, constipation, no history of kidney stones, no history of frequent urinary tract vascular distress, both standing in the right leg. Family history of hypertension and diabetes, no history of CKD, ESRD, and nephrolithiasis, allergies to penicillin. Especially she's single, has 3 children. She smoked 2 packs per day, history of 5 packs per day over the last several years, no history of alcohol, tobacco, or drug abuse. Current medication on life is 40 units, hemolog 5 units with meals, vitamin D, protonic 40, lysine ripple 20/12.5, diastolic femoral, gabapentin, simvastatin, and Percocet. Rear system, as mentioned, HP otherwise negative, period, biosome, temple 3600, pulse symptoms, blood pressure 130 over 70, weight up to 102 pounds, currently no good distress, head and examination, people likely have supplement, satin, active supple, no JVD, no thyromimic, cardiovascular, aspirin, regular rate of respiratory, treatment, sense of visual, adrenal, health, non to extremity, she has no edema labs, shows hemoglobin of 12.9, WP 6.5, calcium 10.2, phosphorus of 3, BUN of 18, creatinine 1.2, sodium 142, potassium of 4.1, albumin of 3.9, C3 141, C4 ANA negative, anti-double stranded 5, PTH of 59, urine analysis of 3 plus proteins, spot urine protein diameter 1.8, vitamin D of 28. Assessment and plan, number one, proteinuria, most likely secondary to diabetic nephropathy, given negative ANA and anti-double-stranded lupus is unlikely. However, given history in the past with proteinuria, I recommend renal biopsy to determine the kind of glomerular disease she has. Number two, hypertension, well controlled. Number three, proteinuria, she's currently on ACE inhibitors. Number four, anemia, hemoglobin, 12.9 and 400. Diabetes, the goal hemoglobin, and if their CKD is around 7. Hyperlipidemia, the goal LDL, if their CKD is less than 100. Given her stage 3 CKD, I recommend to check her intact PTH and vitamin D level. It's in the medical system, that's true. Nikki, so this could sell into the patient department. Thank you for allowing me to participate in the care of Ms. Natalie, N-A-T-A-L-I-E, Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L-L.